Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Ag markets today mostly finished in the green with cattle leading the way. Feeder cattle were 305 higher in January, 450 higher in March, 417 higher in April. Those markets traded limit up for the most part all day. Now here at the end, they begin to trade again, but we were quite strong. If you look at the lows yesterday, they were just below 148 in March, so we've had over a $6 rally off of yesterday's low for the feeder cattle. Now, live cattle up $3 as well. That put Feb at 130.15. Really strong markets across the board there. Also in the grains, we had soybeans and wheat higher and corn lower. Corn finished 2.5 cents lower. That put March down 2.5, 366 and a quarter. Wheat futures 2 to 3.5 cents higher. Kansas City July was up 3 at 490 and a quarter. It's been below $5 here for a while. And then beans up 4 to 4.75. March closed at 4.75 cents higher, 878 3/4. So a really strong bean and wheat markets today. Now hedge funds were on the buy side of the grain complex. Estimated that they bought roughly 6 to 7,000 bean contracts, 3 or 4,000 corns, and 4 to 5,000 wheats. They're short across all three contracts, and so they're looking to get out of those at these levels.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Today's ag news cycle was mainly focused on outside factors such as the stock market rallying back off of yesterday's lows. Dow Jones futures currently up 93 points. That's nearly 500 points off the lows yesterday. Crude oil also off their lows significantly. March, which is the front month now, is 29.71, up $1.36 today. That was nearly $26 yesterday. So quite a good bounce there on energy markets. And that's bled over into the grain futures. Tomorrow we've got export sales, which is delayed from normally is today. It's tomorrow. Export bookings are expected to be 700,000 to 1 million for soybeans, wheat 600,000 to 900,000, or excuse me, corn 600,000 to 900,000, wheat 200 to 400,000. So that's tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. And cattle futures, of course, today were stronger, partially due to the early estimates on the cattle on feed report. That report is tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. Early estimates are 99% of last year on feed. December placements at 95.6% of last year's number. And then December marketing is 101.9% of last year. Again, that's tomorrow after the close at 2 p.m.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, February live cattle up $3 at 130.25. April up $3 at 131.17. March feeder cattle 450 higher at 154.22. April up 447 at 154.45. February lean hogs up 102 at 63.75. And April up 195 at 69.02. March Kansas City wheat up 4.25 at 471.5. May up 4.25 at 481.75. March Chicago wheat 3.5 higher at 475. March corn down 1.75 at 367. May down 1.5 at 371.75. March soybeans up 4.5 at 878.5, with May up 4.25 at 879. March cotton up 12 at 62.09 and May up 18 at 62.46. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.